This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has it been filled with so far? Hopefully good things. As good things continue, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here with me on the Good Day program. We came close with Roberta, and Richie is not close at all because somebody stuck a finger in the socket at his house and blew everything up. Bunga bunga. George Clooney in the news again today because he's happy to let the world know he's not accepting the apology from the Daily Mail. Sorry doesn't cut it. Yeah. He spoke out to denounce the story about his fiance and her mother. He says, I'm not done with this yet. Today's USA Today, he says that the Daily Mail, the story was not a fabrication. I don't understand. This is like a double negative. So did Daily Mail say what they did? Or they said, here it is in print. They didn't say it. We used the wrong. It's kind of like when Jennifer says, let's take a look at the TV report. Well, we're not looking at anything because
of the
radio.
I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay. So, Kenny, what's the story?
Well, the Daily Mail says that they had a credible source who must have had mistaken information, and they apologized.
Uh-huh.
They did not say that they sat in a conference room and made it up.
No.
But George is saying that they did.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably what they did.
Probably.
More indication that the news media isn't really the news media at all. And people confuse magazines, newspapers like the Daily Mail, the New York Post. It's all about flash. Who's going to buy it? Who's going to read it? It doesn't have to be about the... Well, somehow or other it does... The stories are flavored with some news, a little buzz here and there, but then the rest of the stuff, it all is for show, right? That's it, in essence. And then you read the stuff, and why does it have to be the news? Why can't it just be what they want it to be? They can present it. Perhaps the problem here is that they present it as the news, and it isn't the news. It's like most of the stuff you see on television. Heck, a lot of the news that you hear on radio, depending on the network source, or even the sources of it, isn't news. It's all about opinion and posturing and garbage in and garbage out. Come on. So, how do you distinguish between a story like that and a story like this? With the bank earnings reports coming out from the end of the second quarter is end of June. So most of the big corporations, within a week or two of the end of a quarter, in order to keep their stock prices where they are or get them to go higher, they report on their earnings. So how are banks doing? Yesterday, you'll recall, I was talking about Citibank having to pay a $7 billion fine because they misled people, mostly those who bought the mortgage-backed securities. And so they're going to pay $7 billion into the government. Who knows what the government's going to do with that money? At any rate, banks like Wells Fargo and Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Bank of America, U.S. Bank Corp, Capital One, all reporting a decline from the first quarter. And much of it has to do with the money that they're paying off to the government for screwing people with the mortgages that goes back, what, 5 years, 6 years? 7 years? More than that, it wasn't discovered till 2008 or when it all came tumbling down, but it was going on all through. I bought three or four houses in California using that technique, if you will. Say what?
Did you? Did it get you into trouble?
No. Well, it got me into trouble. I don't know. It didn't get me into trouble in that I was able to pay the mortgage, and then, you know, you get down to the point of when business fell apart and it's harder to pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel anybody took advantage of me. I haven't sued anybody. Look at the piece. The thing that really is interesting about what I remember in the documentation department was how much there was in the packet to sign. It took a half hour.
Oh, yeah. Just even refinancing my house. I mean,
yeah.
The package is, like, ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. It becomes silly. So, anyway, it is what it is. Speaking of refinancing and finding a wonderful place to live, how many people know about the small coastal town of Harmony, California?
I do actually think I know about Harmony.
What do you know about Harmony?
Is it Central Coast?
It's about 6 miles south of Cambria.
Yeah, Cambria. Yeah. Totally.
Cambria. You pronounce it Cambria?
There.
I pronounce
it's Cambria.
Cambria. It's Cambria?
Cambria?
Yeah. Well, see, you're a native and I'm not.
Correct.
I pronounce it. It sort of reminds me of a car.
Cambria.
Cambria.
No,
I just saw
Cambria,
a town
which
named
is where
Cambria.
Hearst Castle is, to put it in perspective for people that may not know California.
The Hearst Castle is there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So, about...
totally been there, by the way. It's in wine country. Pretty.
They want to sell the town.
What?
Selling the town.
I want to buy Harmony. Wouldn't that be great? What a great name.
Sold. Done. Alan and Rebecca Vanderhorst of San Luis Obispo, members of the Mendez family, owned the town for 17
maybe.
Years now. Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Mendez.
How's it spelled?
M-E-H-D-I-Z-A-D-E-H.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
I have no idea.
The rolling coastal hills of California.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's very sweet. I think there's one winery there. That's probably why I know it.
Uh-huh. Well, there's an old dairy building. There was a creamery there. Made 1,200 pounds of cheese a day. Now apparently things are better.
Harmony cheese.
Yeah, Harmony cheese. Been known for its population of 18. There are a lot of little idiosyncrasies. The point here is that the town's been sold. Sold for an undisclosed amount. And this sort of reminds me of a conversation we had a week or two ago about the town in South Dakota where this fellow sold his town. It was his town for $400,000. Remember that a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
So what's this deal with towns being sold? How do you sell a town? It's a municipality. It doesn't belong to all the people. Well, if all the people belong to the same family,
you can sell the town.
Right. But you know what it more importantly underscores? Here's me looking for something between the boards. And what happens when you look at these towns like this? I'm thinking about some of the towns, beautiful towns that people go to visit on the coast of Maine. They're very small little towns in a little place called Deer Isle, Maine. Wonderful place. Has about maybe 1,500 people there in the summertime. Wintertime, about 300. They have no police force.
Mm-hmm.
They have no fire department. They have no public works department. They have no public service. They have nothing. And yet they function just wonderfully well. So it begs the question about all of the services that we all pay for. If we're in a bigger community...
Dollar is better.
Well, it isn't just that. It's how these services get out of control. I've long... I sort of stopped because of the way the fire department handled the collapse of the roof on my barn last winter. I have wondered, if not, why do we have so many of these people? How is it that all the towns and cities have their own police force, their own fire department? Why can't we share? Why do we have to have all of these people have their own little fiefdom? Public works department.
Well, because you have more control that way. I mean, if you look at something
control
like...
Control over what?
Well, if you look at some place like L.A., I'm just going to use that for an example, the LAPD does an okay job. But, you know, the people that live in the unincorporated areas in L.A. County, they have the sheriffs, which is a smaller department, and the better service because it's smaller. There's more control over who goes where. There's more oversight, I think.
You do? I don't see it that way. I see that there's too much of it. The way Florida is a great example, maybe California to a lesser extent. If you're in Florida, you can't swing a dead cat. but I've seen some flatfoot from the sheriff's department, local police, state police. It's like a police state. Florida is, other than the weather, most parts of Florida, especially southern Florida, when you get down and I'm talking about the I-95 corridor. Those of you listening in Melbourne, what do you think of this Vero Beach? What do you think of my hypotheses? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Or you can send Jennifer or Kenny an email if you'd like. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. How do you do? Where is the sunshine today? Are you looking for sunshine? We found the sunshine. Ladies and gentlemen, the way for you to get rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes and let the sun shine in. Isn't that from, that's from Hair, right? Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine on your face. Bags gone, puffiness gone, wrinkles gone, because our friends at Chamonix have come up with Genucell, using stem cell therapy exclusively, designing the serum for both men and women to put across the parts of their face where they have the lines, the wrinkles, the puffiness. This is a cool product, and it works so well. As a matter of fact, in instant effects, instantly, the effect of Genucell is amazing. Look at it. You feel it going to work. Call 800-543-9262 and order Genucell right now. Mention Doug Stefan, you get a jar of the wonderful Esotique wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face. Order Genucell now because it works. 800-543-9262. You be the judge. It's the best skincare you've ever tried. I'm telling you that. Or your money back, guaranteed. 800-543-9262. And get the gift of Esotique to come along with it. Genucell is the product's name. 800-543-9262.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
More info. All right. Well, you can check out Valvoline's website. Valvoline has helped lubricate the valves in steam-powered tractor engines and gasoline-powered tractor engines and diesel tractor engines. I can speak to that because I use Valvoline on my farm. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. 21 after the hour on Doug's Good Day program.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know.
You know, we've had conversation over the past couple of months. Well, with what happened to Casey Kasem and his final demise. Well, the same thing apparently is going on with Glenn Campbell. His wife and his daughter from his first marriage are arguing about his care, the things that he's receiving. He's been put, he has, is it Alzheimer's or dementia, Kenny? Do you remember?
One of the Alzheimer's.
He has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So he would be, what, close to 80, 70, late 70s? If I'm not mistaken, somewhere.
Has to be around.
Yeah.
Somewhere
78.
Late 78, 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is this the same thing as what happened to Casey Kasem? Or is this different? It seems to me, as I read between the lines, that it's the same sort of thing. He's not confident. He's gone. I mean, he's not. He has no soul left. That's the thing, as an aside, here's a guy that had all of this talent, all this recognition, a great life, and, you know, he kind of got into trouble abusing alcohol more than any drugs, I think, didn't he? Did he have a drug problem? It was just alcohol. Anybody remember?
That I don't know.
Yeah. No, he had a bad alcohol.
I remember the alcohol.
Yeah. And by the way, that contributes. Alcoholics are way more, like 10 times more likely to have trouble with Alzheimer's and dementia because of the effect of the alcohol.
Sometimes when I drink, it feels like I have Alzheimer's.
Well, but
that was just a joke, Dougie.
I understand, but I'm just telling you, this is a serious connection that people ought to recognize a little bit more. Anyway, but that's not the main point of the story here. The story is that here's a guy who had all of this going for him, and somehow or other, for the luck of the draw or whatever, he gets dementia, and now his family is fighting over the money. That's basically what it is. The same damn thing as what happened to Casey Kasem. I don't see any different parallel here,
well,
right?
In this case, his wife has put him in a long-term care facility to get him the best care, and the daughter is complaining that he should be at home where his family can be with him.
Hmm. So think about it for a moment in your own terms. Imagine you being in that circumstance. What do we learn from what happened to Casey Kasem? What do we learn from observing what's going on with Glenn Campbell? How do you, let's say, God forbid, you get this same problem? You have it. How do you make sure, Kenny, you and your first wife don't have any relationship and you don't have children from her, so it's not likely to be the same problem. I guess I think about it, Jennifer, in terms of maybe your father.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened to him. He's very involved with this other lady who seems like a good person. Let's say you and she disagreed over what to do with your father. Again, God forbid that happens.
I asked my dad, actually, we talked about this, and he said, you know what, you need to make your decisions on who you want to be in control, and you need to set that out now as opposed to later. And whatever it is, you know, we respect it. Because of this, it's actually because of this very situation.
Yeah.
So, and, you know.
Well, but this is the lesson for lots. There are probably tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people that can learn from this. If you don't have things straightened out and people don't know what to do with you, my children know what to do. And my children and Meredith, I think, would have an easy time.
Right. I don't think that I would never anticipate there'd be a problem, but you never know. Because certain people's idea of what's right or how to handle certain things, I mean, it comes out in a dramatic, stressful situation.
But don't make your family.
Right. Out of respect to the person that everybody loves. I mean, that's the thing.
Fix it before. Make sure everybody knows what you want.
And
make
that's
it
exactly
clear.
Yep.
And this has not been done here. I mean, who wants to face this?
And then have
this
people
like
respect
stuff,
it, you know, and that's the thing, is have trust so that you all respect the same thing.
Respect is a very important thing. That's very well put, Jennifer. Thank you. Jennifer Horn, along with Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Riding the rails in style is fun.
You can sit back, be mesmerized by the views.
And if there's a nice dining car, eat, drink, and relax. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
You know, if you're looking for something just during the day to do for a day trip, that would be the Grand Canyon Railway, which would be wonderful. Another would be the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad in Colorado.
Stunning scenery and not a long ride, but if you want to sleep with that clackety-clack sweet train sound.
If you're on Amtrak, you can book a roomette, for example, which is two beds, no toilet or shower.
Or bigger options with a bath. Train enthusiast Deb Stone.
If the sky's the limit, I think I would do the Venice Simplon Orient Express. Paris to Istanbul in restored 1920s-era cars.
Luxurious. A train from the golden age of travel when no one flew. They just took their time and enjoyed the ride. More travel ideas at AARP's online travel center. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free, 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasian. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Something to celebrate. I'm celebrating summer, the first month of summer 2014. Beautiful weather where I am on the farm on the East Coast. Looks like a great weekend where you folks are on the West Coast. Jennifer and Kenny, always good weather, most of the time good weather there. And hopefully in the middle of the country you're going to celebrate with good weather. If you're having vacation time, hope it'll be a really warm and wonderful way for you to share time with family and people that you like and love. There is just a lot of neat stuff going on in the world. I found, when I look back, Friday is look back time. So I look back over some of the things that have happened during the week. And this from Kansas attracted my attention when police summoned to downtown Salina. Some people say Salina, Kansas.
Oh, Selena.
After a man who was dressed as a Star Wars stormtrooper apparently looked like he was going to have people feeling the power of the dark side. His name is Christopher Burns. Outside a business shooting a video for a website, a veteran who was in the area mistook his plastic gun for an AK-47, and police were called to the scene. While businesses in Selena went to lockdown mode, police arrived, determined that Stormtrooper Sam, Christopher Burns' character, did not pose a threat. He was a bit surprised at the reaction to his suit. The picture is there at DougStefan.com for you to see. We certainly see a lot of these, and who hasn't seen a Star Wars movie, right? This is an iconic image. So he said, I was a bit surprised somebody would see a Stormtrooper in fear. It's been around since the 70s. Hello, yeah. Said the police were really cool as soon as I told them what I was doing. people are so silly, aren't they? Don't you really think that people sometimes are just... And that is what makes it so cool. Do people know they're silly, though? That's the thing. I know I'm silly. Some of the time.
I think if you're dressed up as a stormtrooper, there has to be some inkling floating around that you're kind of nutty.
Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes. He's in Israel. Get from him firsthand what he saw. He was taking pictures. I saw some video. I don't know if, Kenny, you saw it or not. Pictures of the bombs. And we're not talking about bombs. We're not talking about fireworks. We're talking about real bombs, missiles and stuff. he was there and took video of the missiles flying across from Israel to Palestine and vice versa. That's going to be kind of a scary reality, especially since he fought in the Six-Day War. So we'll talk to him in a few minutes here on Good Day. The story of George Talley, T-A-L-L, say it again, Doug. George Talley's last name, spelled T-A-L-L-E-Y. Last time Mr. Talley saw his 1979 Corvette was when it was parked in Detroit. 1981 was the year. 33 years ago, Mr. Talley believed the sports car was long gone. Till a phone call from the AAA telling him his Corvette was at a police station in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 840 miles south of Detroit. It was a lucky day to hear that my car had been found, he said. They told me it was running at 47,000 miles on it and was ready for me to come down and pick it up. So the vice president of product development at General Motors heard the story and called Mr. Talley and said, you know what? We'll ship the car back to Detroit for you. And it got delivered to him this past week at the world headquarters of General Motors. You don't think this is good PR, especially with all the bad PR GM has had of late. 3 miles from where it was stolen in 1981. Now, I think there's something about that that's extraordinarily cool. That is just cool. Those cars, I always wanted one, but I didn't have the courage to buy one when I was a kid.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it was, I bought a Grand Prix instead. I don't know why.
Car.
But it was the same, you know, kind of engine and the same design, kind of. It just wasn't as flashy. But it rode a lot better. Boy, the Corvettes, those Corvettes. You ever ride in one of those Corvettes from that era?
Mm-mm.
The Stingrays and stuff, they're awful, like driving in a dump truck. No suspension too close to the ground. Boom, 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 boom. You go down the street, boom, 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 every pothole. Boy. But they're a classic, and man, do they have value. That guy paid in 79, I'm betting he paid, what, Kenny, 7-8 grand for that car? Maybe 10, but not any more than that. That car today has got to be worth, what, $250,000? You think it's worth that much money? What's a 1979 Corvette with 47,000 miles on it, good shape, worth? You can probably go look, find on the Blue Book sites, but I'll bet that it's got to be worth $100,000. I'm thinking, but having no real expertise. I'm just sort of getting it. You look at some of these TV shows. Richie loves to watch those auto auctions where they have all the big, flashy old cars and trucks they sell. But there's two different companies that do it. Barrett, somebody or other.
And Barrett Jackson.
Barrett Jackson, yeah.
Check me out.
And very good.
Thank you. I was proud of myself, too.
Yeah, no, that was very
good.
Usually
when it comes to cars,
Yeah. Okay, couple of men this week suing the New Jersey Lottery Commission. Now, I'm not too sure there's a lot of merit to this, but it does show you this is the I want my MAPO syndrome. I want my money.
You know that's a wine region
show
in Chile.
Show me the money. Say what?
MAPO is a wine region in Chile.
Is it?
Yes.
I'll leave it to you
just
to know
FYI.
That. It's also a good breakfast, or used to be. Do they even make MAPO anymore?
I have never had it.
It was a rice breakfast, like oatmeal, only MAPO. Anyway, the reason it has nothing to do with the story. These two guys threw away their winning ticket. What I want to know is, how do they know, unless they wrote it down somewhere, what the number was, how do they know they threw away their winning ticket? They want their money. What does the state of New Jersey say to them, Kenny? Sue us! Amongst other things. They accidentally threw out the winning ticket. Well, so, why is that the state's problem? They didn't give the money to somebody else. Nobody else had the ticket. So, it's bad luck, but that's all it is. I don't see how you can go drill down into that one and find anything other than bad luck. But it doesn't make a difference. It just shows you the kind of chutzpah that people have today. And, you know, the legal system being, let's sue them. Get our money. But how can they prove? See, that's the thing. I don't understand how they think they can prove. If they don't have the ticket, how do they prove that they ever had the ticket? Unless you make a copy of it or something that's Xerox.
I think they told the lottery people they knew where it was bought, when it was bought. They had a receipt or something that had the time,
mm-hmm.
so they could narrow it down like that. But right. I still think if you don't have the ticket, you lose.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you've lost it and somebody else picks it up and they go claim it, you've lost too. If it doesn't mean any more to you, if you went and bought the ticket, and let's say it's the man that took the vow of poverty, that won $259 million. If you don't know that you have a ticket or you're not, it doesn't mean any more to you. That guy kept his ticket. That was like a year or so ago before he took the vow of poverty, wasn't it? It was quite a while before he found the ticket and did something with it, if I have that story right. Do I have that story right, Kenny?
I think so.
Yeah. So he's got the money, and he's going to give it to charities and stuff. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he had the ticket. And if you buy a ticket, it seems to me, if I ever buy a ticket, I put it right here by my desk so I don't lose it. Or I put it on the sideboard in the kitchen so that it's there. And then I spend my time dreaming
good
about what
know.
I do with the money.
So if we hear that he wins, can we know where to find the ticket? We can sneak in under the guise of darkness.
Yeah, get it. Get it while you can. Uri Geller joins us from Israel with a report on the situation there that's coming up next here on Good Day.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a world wide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus.
Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston nasty. Responsibly.
One Chicago program is a model for this nation. Get in Chicago is an innovative $50 million public-private initiative to combat juvenile violence in Chicago neighborhoods hit by poverty and violence. It focuses on cognitive behavioral therapy, mentoring, and parent engagement. Isaiah Thomas, NBA legend and philanthropist, knows firsthand about beating the odds.
I grew up on Chicago's west side. That is why I am a big fan of Get In Chicago, designed to help kids understand their self-worth.
Dr. Tony Irving, award-winning advocate of juvenile justice reform and champion of urban policy, is executive director of Get In Chicago.
Historically, there's been very little attention to outcomes or success measures. We're partnering with the best academic minds to measure results and understand what's working. Ultimately, we hope to present a model not just for Chicago, but hard-hit neighborhoods nationwide.
There's more at GetInChicago.org or hashtag GetInChicago.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
14 before the hour, the news is full of information about the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Recently, Uri Geller, who is a native Israeli, has moved back at least part-time to Israel, and you were there this week. What'd you see?
Hi, Doug. Yes, I arrived last night, and this morning I woke up, went out to the balcony, and the sirens were wailing all over Tel Aviv, and you could actually see two missiles intercepted by our Iron Dome. And thanks God that we have it, because it shoots down almost 90% of the Hamas missiles that are coming in from Gaza.
But where do they land, Uri? If they take, that's a populated area. Where the heck do these things land?
Well, they don't land because they're intercepted by Iron Dome.
The debris from the blowing up.
Oh, the debris we just picked up, the debris from the streets of Tel Aviv this morning.
Yeah.
They are aimed at dozens and dozens and dozens of cities all across Israel. The missiles are now beginning to get to the north. But the enemy is pretty upset probably because there is minimal damage, but no one, thanks God, was killed yet. A house was hit, direct hit. A car blew up. But people are being told where to go and how many seconds and minutes they have time to take cover. And everyone is listening. I'm now standing outside in Jaffa. Just had a haircut because I'm off now to the south of Israel where many cities are being hit dozens and dozens of times. And I'm just going to go and meet some people who are suffering, kids who are in shelters. But as I stand here, any moment the siren can just go off and you have to run into the shelter. When I came here, I had to take a picture, but it just unfolds above your head. You see two Iron Dome missiles attacking the incoming Hamas missiles, and they explode in the air, and obviously the debris is very small, but it does fall down. One of them was almost a meter long.
Isn't it amazing how these people over there cope with all of this? Somebody called me this morning, or I think somebody sent me an email, or we had something, Kenny, from somebody, an observer at one of our social media pages, asking about how people live. They're just used to it. And I said it's not any different in a way than all the violence in New York or Chicago. It just is what you're used to. It's been going on not just for decades, but for millennia, and they just have different weapons now.
Yeah, I saw two elderly people being interviewed today, and they said, look, we hear the sirens, we run for cover, and once we stay 10 minutes undercover, we go out, and life continues. I mean, it's unbelievable. If you go to my to my Facebook, you will see I took two pictures of the missiles above my head.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's exploding.
Yeah.
It's just surreal. But this is, we've had this for many, many decades, maybe. And if you look at the history of the Jews, we go back with such problems with different weapons 5,000 years. But I pray for peace. I hope peace will happen. But right now we are amidst of being attacked by these missiles. And the question is, will Israel go into Gaza or not? I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that this will have a fast solution. But, Doug, having said what I said, obviously the Israeli Air Force is attacking Gaza. It's mainly trying to attack places where these rockets are being fired for.
Yeah,
but
find the rockets.
Unfortunately, tragically, many of these rockets are put near hospitals.
Of course, they're right for the PR effect. All right, people want to see the pictures. Check out Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com, or his Facebook page, which is connected to our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
Men in Black. This is a Will Smith song he created to go to the movie Hall of Fame with this one from the movie Men in Black.
I want you on the next transport off this rocker. I'm going to shoot you where it don't grow back.
Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith, great in this.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Men in Black with all their creepy crawly creatures, number one at the box office this week, 1997. And then, Kenny, when was the next one? When was the next installment? There was one two or three years after that, wasn't there?
Yeah, the early 2000s, maybe, yeah. 2002.
And is there another one in the works? Or wasn't there? Or is there a third
there was
one?
There was a third one that came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and is there a need for another one? Is the question.
I,
what
I
do
need?
You, how do you recreate this thing, magic in a box, four times? Not easy to do. Especially when, you know, basically it's all the same stuff, isn't it? When you get down to brass tacks, it's all same kind of creepy, crawly creatures digging out of holes. But I found the first one, even though I don't like creepy, crawly creatures, to be kind of entertaining. I didn't see the other two and wouldn't probably go see another one. I'm annoyed at Will Smith, frankly. Isn't it funny how people are? I've been a fan of Will Smith for a long time. I think he's done great things with his career, from the television work to the music to the movies. But because he refuses to go into Independence Day,
you're mad at him.
I think it's outrageous.
I'm not talking to you.
I think it's, why wouldn't you, it's a big payday. People have certain expectations, and you're helping others do well, and why would you be so damn selfish?
Well, one of the things was that he wanted script approval.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't agree
to
that.
Which isn't a bad thing, by the way, because sequels have a tendency to be kind of,
yeah, kind of weak. Okay. So then give it to him. If you really want him there, and he would be a very big help for the success of the movie. It's funny how people's egos get in the way of stuff. It really is. Foolishness. All right. Well, anyway, let's keep ourselves moving and focused here on the Good Day program to the movies that are coming out this weekend. Jennifer has that report because Chucker is off today. So there are a couple of good movies you may want to know about. We'll have that for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Bloop.
This mine's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
All right, so Jennifer, give us a rundown of what we are going to expect to see. I know you can't do as well as Chucker, but you can...
Oh, I can do better.
Really?
Challenge Tucker to a deal.
Uh-huh.
A deal. Okay, so the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes comes out this weekend.
I'm amazed he's not here to talk about that because he thinks it's the greatest thing.
This movie
bread.
Looks so stupid gross. To me. Maybe it's
gross.
Just lost on me. I don't know.
Stupid
a lot of people love it, but it's just, I don't
what
know.
What do they love about it?
It's going to be great.
Yeah, Ken loves it. Look at how smart Ken is.
I grew up with the Planet of the Apes movies. I can't wait.
Just weird.
And Chuck is probably waiting in line right now.
That's why he can be here. So Gary Oldman, Carrie Russell's there in this one. I saw previews for it and I just don't get it. But,
gross.
Now, the other one that's coming up that's kind of interesting, it's in limited release, but it's called Boyhood. And Ken was telling me about it. I guess it was shot over a series of 12 years so that they could track this little boy as he grew. Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke star in it, Elijah Smith. But it could be kind of interesting. He's tracked from age 5 to age 18.
And the story is?
I don't know. Do you know the story, Ken?
It's just following his life. Yeah, it's just following the boy's life.
Yeah,
a couple of other unlimited release. Land Ho! I just wanted to say that.
Did you see that Disney? Disney is going to develop a live-action Dumbo movie.
Yeah, how weird is that?
Going back to Dumbo from 1941.
Don't they know? Haven't they seen the problems in circuses everywhere?
No, they're just interested in the money they can make.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.